69. Ending. Bob. May 2233. Delta Eridani. I set the water skin down and tied the pergola walls open. Outside, another gorgeous day on Eden was dawning. Bird-like things sang, and squirrel-like things chewed out anyone and everyone for the crime of existing. I picked up the skin and went over to sit by Archimedes. Wake up, buddy. I brought fresh water. He hadn't woken up yet. I tried to let Archimedes sleep as long as possible to keep up his strength. I reached over to nudge him, and nothing. No breathing sounds, no pulse. I could hear a low whining sound. It took me a second to realize it was coming from me. A hand on my shoulder. Belinda.
Robert, Robert, you have to move.
I looked up to see Buster gazing down at me, sadness on his face. I realized I was in the way. I got up, walked stiff-legged to the other end of the tent, lay down, and curled into a ball. The funeral for Archimedes was huge. It was not just his family. Almost every living Deltan had been affected by him one way or another. By the time the procession was over, Archimedes was covered in white flowers. When the family moved in to fill in the grave, I asked them if I could have some time. Everyone looked at Buster, who nodded. Archimedes and I had been inseparable for 20 Earth years, about 18 years on Eden. It was a reasonable request. As soon as the others had moved far enough away, I directed one of the small baseball-sized drones into the grave. With the camouflage systems working overtime, it was almost completely invisible as it snuck along the ground and in. I reached over, moved Archimedes' arm slightly, and settled the drone into his embrace. Spy drones didn't show anyone having noticed anything. I admitted to myself that it was a silly, meaningless act, but it felt somehow right. I wanted to leave a piece of me with him. After an appropriate amount of time, I got up and walked over to Buster and the rest of the family. They turned to me. Then, wordlessly, we proceeded to fill in the grave and cover it with stone slabs. The drone, with the new Casimir power supply, would probably last centuries. Something would give out eventually, of course, but meanwhile, anything or anyone that disturbed the grave would get a face full of surprise. When we were done, I knelt at his grave for a while longer. Afterward, I went to his tent, where Belinda and Buster were sitting. Belinda offered me some jerky, and we ate silently. When we were done, Buster said,
"You can have his things, if you want. You've been his best friend for years."
I responded with a brief smile about all I could manage. "Thanks, Buster. But I think I'll be going. Archimedes was all that was holding me here." Buster gazed at me in a perplexed silence for a few moments. Then he said, diffidently,
"Robert, you're the Bob, aren't you?"
"Yes, Buster, I am." I shrugged. "And with Archimedes gone, well,
will we be okay?"
I nodded. "Yes, you will. You've gotten control of your environment now. You'll show the world who's boss. And in some huge number of hands of years, your children's children's children will come find me and mine." I stood. "Goodbye, Buster. Belinda, live long and prosper." And without looking back, I walked out of the village to the waiting cargo drone.